Blog Talk Radio.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. Against your vision, the enemy came up against your business. You will win. Oh, you will win. Yes, you will. Oh, you will win. I want to let you know today that you will win.
God bless you, praise the Lord. Glad to have you with us this morning. Amen. The enemy came up against everything, but you're going to still win. You win. Doesn't matter. However he fights you, however the enemy attempts to fight you and has fought you in the past, it's all right because you still win. God is on your side. Pastor Stevenson, I'm glad to have you with us on Monday. Amen. Monday. The beginning of a work week for many. It's a short work week. We have Thanksgiving this week. Amen. So we're grateful and thankful to God for another opportunity, another day that he has given to us. Amen. Amen. Don't forget, this Wednesday, we will not be having our recharge service. This Wednesday we will not have our recharge service, so just, amen, continue to pass that word to people who perhaps were not in service on Sunday. We are just going to spend time with our family. I know so many of you do a lot of big cooking on Thanksgiving, and so we don't want to create that issue for you. So you just go and cook and do the things that your family will enjoy and that will draw you close to your family. So this Wednesday we will not have our normal recharge service. So Thursday you enjoy Thanksgiving with your family and make sure that you spend time being thankful. And maybe even describing or discussing what things you are thankful for. We don't want to take for granted that we are thankful simply because we are in a car, or God has blessed us to go from one place to the other. We want to spend some time and specifically think and talk about what we're thankful for and how we are thankful and grateful. God has done so much for everyone under the sound of my voice. You've done so much for every single one of us. Being thankful should be the easy part. Just remembering how good God has been should be the easy part. But grateful to God. So this Thursday, enjoy your Thanksgiving with your family. Amen. Amen. That's probably what we are going to just talk about and pray about today. Just being truly grateful. Being truly grateful. Gratefulness is not because I can testify about all the things I have. It's not just rehearsing only the amazing things that God has done. But gratefulness is being able to rehearse what God has done in every area. In every area. So gratefulness is not just all the things that God has given me. But if you live long enough and you serve God long enough, you start being grateful for the things that God did not give you, the things that God did not allow you and I to have, because we get to look back over our life and time and then realize, man, if I had that or if that had happened, that would have changed stuff, and perhaps not in a good way. And so gratefulness is just knowing and recognizing the importance of being in the center. It might not be that God gave me what I asked for. It might be that I was praying for something, believing for something. God said no. And no at the moment doesn't feel good in any way. But as time progressed, you look back and realize that if God had answered that prayer with what you had asked for, it would have retired or messed up something that God was eventually doing in your life. So I'm grateful that God recognizes my destiny, recognizes what he has placed in me, and doesn't always give me everything that I ask for or I desire. So that is, for me, a blessing that he doesn't do everything I want him to do. Sometimes God does the opposite of what I'm feeling, what I'm thinking, and he does the opposite of it, and it doesn't feel good. But thanks be to God. In most things in my life, I've looked back and said, wow, thank you, Lord, that you didn't hear me. Thank you that you didn't pay attention to me in that situation. Thank you that even when I was praying and asking for it, you didn't do what my flesh wanted, because it was never about giving me the desires of my flesh. You said you give me the desires of my heart. And so I'm grateful. I don't know about you. I'm grateful. Things that God has done. And so we're going to pray about that very thing as we enter the season of Thanksgiving, this holiday season. We want to just be thankful, and we want to teach our children. So important. Teach our children to be grateful, to be thankful. Lord, thank you so much for grace. Thank you for mercy and love, kindness. Thank you for all that you are doing and you have done for us, through us, and to us. So God, as we enter this season of Thanksgiving, we pray that you would make it so that our minds are completely and totally on you. Our minds are completely and totally on what it is you have declared that you were doing in our life. Even the things that we didn't like, there's some things that we wish you had not done, but you continue to work those things into our life. And we want to say thank you, because time has passed and we realize that you have been watching over us and keeping us, recognizing that nothing would befall us that would hurt us, nothing would come upon us that would bring destruction to us. Because of your faithfulness to us. So, God, we want to thank you for real faithfulness. Thank you for wisdom, for the wisdom to do the right things and to make the right decisions. God, thank you for the wisdom that you've given us to do We thank you, God, for wisdom to know the difference between right and wrong, and know the difference between what we need and what we want. So understanding those subtle differences, we are thankful and grateful that you have helped us not to just feed and fan our flesh, but to know that these things that you're blessing us with, doors that you're opening, have everything to do with the direction that you have called us to. And so, Lord, as we prepare for family and prepare food and time to spend time together, pray, God, that you would help us to spend time thanking you and to remember what we're thankful for, not just for life, not just because we're saved, but, Lord, you've done some things in our life that make us look back and say, we are thankful. We're thankful for salvation. We're thankful that we are able to be a witness to the great things that you are doing. We are thankful, God, that you have continued in all this love. God, as we can seek your face, we continue to bless your name. We ask that you would help us to maintain the strength that we have. Strength that you have given us. Help us, Lord God, to maintain the things that you're saying, to hold on to the building faith that you have given us and the doors that you are opening, knowing that you have never left us and have you forsaken us. So we thank you for that. Now, God, as we go into this week, pray for your protection. So many will be flying to see family or driving or getting. Leaving from home where they are to get to where perhaps family is. And I'm praying that you protect them and keep them, that you would grant them traveling mercies and cover them with your blood in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we praise you, we honor you, and thank you for another week of life and purpose. In the name of the Lord, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you. God bless you. And move forward with purpose in life and make it a great day. Decide that it's going to be a great day. You're going to make God's hand in a great way. God bless you. We'll talk Wednesday.